Track 6 and more news stories. Public give views on town centre's future. More than 1,400 people shared their views on the future of Newton Abbott Town Centre in a public consultation. Teignbridge Council says the strong response shows how much local people care about the town and want to help shape a better future. The feedback will help inform a new regeneration master plan that will guide future investment and development. The first phase of consultation for the Newton Abbott Town Centre regeneration project took place between December 25 and May 26. Residents, businesses, community groups, young people and visitors all took part, sharing their views through surveys, workshops, virtual reality events and online activities. The plan will look at the future use of brownfield sites and identify opportunities for housing, assisted living, leisure, better support for sustainable travel and new and improved public and green spaces. A spokesperson for Teignbridge Council said the project aims to help Newton Abbott continue to grow as a successful and vibrant market town where people want to live, work, visit and invest, now and in the future. By providing the homes, facilities and public spaces needed for modern living while protecting and enhancing the town's heritage, character and strong sense of community, the project will help to make sure that Newton Abbott remains a leading market town for generations to come. The consultation findings revealed a strong affection for Newton Abbott. It also showed a desire for change. Adults placed greater importance on the town's character and identity, while younger people prioritised social spaces, activities and opportunities to spend time with friends. Young people also shared ambitious ideas for how Newton Abbott could better meet their needs in the future. People who took part in workshops said they wanted more reasons to spend time in the town centre. Ideas included better facilities for teenagers and families, more green spaces, and better routes for walking and cycling. Across all age groups, there was strong support for more leisure facilities, youth provision, events and cultural activities in central locations, which would help to create a busier and more active town centre. Safety was another key theme. Women and young people raised concerns about antisocial behaviour, personal safety and poor lighting. Opportunities to improve perceptions of the town centre's multi-storey car park were highlighted, particularly around safety after dark. Some people suggested redeveloping the site. Others said it was important to keep enough parking for residents, visitors and businesses. People with physical and learning disabilities highlighted a range of accessibility and usability barriers, underlining the need for improvements that make the town centre easier to find the way around and access by those with a limited mobility or those who use a wheelchair. The next step is to gather more technical information to see what could be possible in different parts of the town centre. There will be more consultation and engagement as this information becomes available and as the master plan develops. The master plan is due to be completed by next summer. Redevelopment work is expected to take place over the next 10 to 20 years. Project leaders thanked everyone who took part in the consultation and say that there will be further opportunities for the community to help shape the plans as they develop.
Firefighters' swift action saves Heybarn. A fire at a farm in Bishop Stainton damaged a large wood pile and a diesel tank, but was prevented from engulfing a nearby barn earlier this week. Fire crews from Tynmouth, Dawlish, Newton Abbott and Torquay were called out to the incident at Humber on Monday, July the 13th, and found a large wood chip pile and cut logs well alight, with the fire spreading rapidly because of the heat, dry conditions and wind. A suspended diesel tank was enveloped by the flames and the rafters of the barn had also caught alight. Water jets were used to contain the fire and stop it spreading further. The landowner helped by spreading the wood chip and logs apart. A nearby shipping container housing cylinders and small amounts of fuel was affected by the heat but did not go up in flames.
Safari golf animals going back two by two. The famous mini golf animals in Dawlish are moving back in two by two. The safari themed seafront attraction has been out of action for a year, while work was underway on South West Water's multi-million pound improvement scheme. The entire 12-hole mini golf area and ice cream kiosk at Tuck's Plot were ripped up, while the animals, which include a panda, gorilla, giraffe and elephant, were stored in nearby cages. Now the animals are being freed and put back onto the golf course. Owner Rob Phipps says he hopes the attraction will be fully open by the beginning of August. The ice cream and drinks kiosk is expected to open earlier, on Monday, July the 20th. Rob said they started rebuilding it a few weeks ago and so far so good. The famous floral Dawlish sign, which can be seen by rail passengers passing by, will also be replaced, which Rob said will be slightly different and lower maintenance. The safari animals are undergoing a refurbishment of their own and have been repainted. Rob said it's all going according to plan. We have a completely different layout because there is a massive electrical box of grates in the floor, but it should be better than before. Overall, Bob says he has lost out on financially despite compensation, but the reinstated attraction should be an improvement on what was there before. The Crazy Golf, featuring a large fiberglass animal sculptures, opened in 2018. South West Water's major project to improve water supply in Dawlish was completed in March, and currently remedial work is taking place. Along with replacing the mini golf, part of the lawn is being reseeded and flower beds rebuilt.